This is John Zifferman from physicalliving.com, and I'm joined by CST head coach Shane Hines, who is the creator of the Clubbell Mass Evolution, which is the premier clubbell-based muscle-building program. We've got a great interview ahead of us in which Shane is going to be explaining all about how the clubbell can be used to pack on the lean muscle mass. So welcome to the call, Shane.
Thanks for having me, John.
You're very welcome. All right, let's get right into it. Tell us about who you are.
Who I am? Well, Shane Hines, a CST head coach. I like long walks on the beach under the moonlit stars. And I really like Thai food. Thai food is really good. I'm really big on that.
For my listeners who don't know, Shane's a friend of mine, so he's busting my chops here.
No, I'm the owner and founder of Gymnos Evolution, and Gymnos Evolution has been my company that has been about building and growing our, using our physical training and endeavors and activities and life as a vehicle for personal transformation. And gymnos is actually the Latin root for naked. And so when I was originally thinking and stepping into this about what it is I wanted to do, it was, this is naked evolution. This is only when we truly can truly stand naked before ourselves, honest before ourselves, can we start to make that evolution and start to evolve. And that's been the driving force behind everything that I do and everything that I'm about. And so about 2.5 years ago, I came across CST, which was right around the time when I started doing the training as a business. And I've been doing it for years, training myself and other clients and whatnot, since I was 15. And when I came in and decided to make it my primary career, I happened to come across CST very quickly within the initial stages of starting. And CST ended up not only helping me out of a severe back injury that nothing else was able to help me progress forward from, physio and mobility and yoga and all sorts of other things that I'd been incorporating in my training that just wasn't, it wasn't effective enough to take me beyond. It alleviated pain and the stress, but it wouldn't allow me to go any further. And I came across Scott Sunnan and his writings. It was actually his blog that really first caught my attention, and what it was he was speaking to, it really resonated, and I started doing more research into CST, and I came to a point where with my back injury, I needed something, and I needed to focus on one thing, just one thing. I had a lot of experience with kettlebells prior to, and I was unable to lift those because of the back injury, and there was really a lot was kind of coming up against the wall, and CST was the thing that really stood out as what I could, everything I'd been reading and everything from the years of experience that I've had with everything else that I've done really stood out as like, wow, this makes a lot of sense in terms of health, longevity, and even seeing your training and peak performance go to a place that may never have been able to go before. And so I committed, I dove in, did into flow, and helped work my way and then into the other programs and eventually getting into clubbells and eventually getting certified, knowing that what it had done for me and what I was seeing it do for those that I was sharing it with my friends and my family, that this was something that had huge, huge value. And so I dove in head first, and it's been a wild ride ever since.
Awesome. Very cool. All right, well, given that this is a interview about building muscle mass with clubbells, you should probably start off, for those who aren't familiar with you know, what is a club belt? You know, just in your own words. I mean, a lot of people will probably already know, but for those who don't.
For those who don't, what you're essentially looking at is a weighted baseball bat. Everyone's familiar with a baseball bat. You have the thinner neck at the end that you hold on to, and you have the wider base on the other end that you hit the ball with, and that's what a club bell is. Only it's like a kettlebell, you know, it's filled with weight, so it's as if you're doing a weight training with it, and that's what a club bell is. It is an evolution in and of itself of club, which the club is a tool that has been around for thousands and thousands of years, originally as a weapon and eventually as a training tool, and now has sort of come to a place where ancient tool meets modern science with what Scott Sonnen has brought to the design and to what it is that and how you use it.
All right, awesome. Now, how can the club bell be used specifically for building muscle? I mean, it's a strength training tool, but how is it used for packing on pounds?
Well, the thing with a strength training tool is our body only knows resistance. It doesn't know the difference between whether it's just our body weight, whether we're using a dumbbell, a kettlebell, a barbell, a club bell, whatever it is, hay bales. It just knows resistance, and it adapts accordingly. And so with a club bell, the way it effectively builds muscle is that what we're doing is it allows us to move in a greater range of motion. What a club bell does is it allows you to move into 6 degrees of freedom, which is the complete range that our body moves into. And we don't have any other tools that allow us to move into those ranges to the degree that club bells do. We can get lots of great work from all of the other tools, because in the end, it's a tool is a tool. It's about incorporating it into an effective system and programming that gets you the results. But as a tool, it is one of the most effective and efficient ones to helping us move through that greater range of motion so that we develop the strength through that greater range of motion. And what it does is by moving through the greater range of motion, it stimulates our body. It stimulates the adaptation of our body on a scale that's tenfold from doing linear training. So from, you know, a bench press or a bicep curl, the body adapts very, very quickly to that. So using a club bell, because we are introducing movements through greater ranges of motion, and those greater ranges of motion are able to recruit a greater number of muscles in our body throughout and body parts throughout the whole movement, it creates an environment for muscle growth adaptation to happen, because your system's kind of feeling all this stuff getting hit all at once and going, whoa! We need to, like, pack on some muscle to make sure that we can handle everything that we're doing. You know, we're moving over here, we're moving over there. And because of the leverage disadvantage of a club bell and it being out to one end, it forces your body to have to move really efficiently. And it is considered the most ineffective tool, or not ineffective, the most inefficient tool. And the reason for that is because it forces you to have to be so efficient in moving it, because it's not easy to move around. And so by moving through that full range and getting major nervous system stimulation, which is actually one of the keys that is being purported more and more, even within, you know, the more general bodybuilding circles, that higher nervous system stimulation creates higher muscle mass growth.
Absolutely. So basically what you're saying is that, you know, the club bell is just a strength training implement. It's just an inefficient tool. And, you know, the way we use it is how we use it to build muscle. You know, and the Club Bell has some unique advantages in terms of moving through the 6 degrees of freedom and being able to tap into these full ranges of motion that we have available to us because we're living in a three-dimensional world.
Exactly.
But it, you know, it's just a tool. It's the way you use it is what I'm hearing.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, you already answered my next question, so we're moving on. Now, anyone who's ever actually held a club bell will quickly realize that it feels much heavier than it really is. But club bells are still, comparatively speaking, fairly light in total weight compared to other tools like, you know, kettlebells, dumbbells, barbells. How can a club bell be so light and yet still be used to gain muscle mass?
Well, that goes in connection to the programming that we use. There are a lot of muscle mass building programs out there that when, like let's say, just to take an example, although they're smaller muscles and so they take lighter weight anyway, most people who have lifted a 15-pound dumbbell know how light that feels. And yet to build muscle mass and to, you know, create that wide shoulders and, you know, developed sculpted deltoids, that when you're doing that, you're okay, let's go in and let's hit front raises, but the weights that you hit them with are actually fairly light, and okay, now we'll move in and we'll do side delt raises and then, you know, bent over raises, and so you're trying to hit the shoulders from all of these different angles, which, you know, just goes back to show the effectiveness of using a tool like a club bell, because within a single movement, you move weight through a complete range of motion. Whereas with linear training, you have to go in and do sets of one range, and then go and do sets of another range, and then go do sets of another range. So it's actually making, as a tool, it's more efficient to use, but makes it inefficient in terms of the progress that you get and how quickly the results come. And so with the club bell, it's, as we're going through, you can use a lighter weight because partly with the leverage disadvantage, it feels heavier. And so when you are when you're swinging the weight, what ends up happening is the force that is produced by the weight is multiplied far greater than what the weight itself would if it was in a balance like a dumbbell. Mm-hmm. And that's one, so that reaction of our body to the force that is being produced, it's actually adapting to the force production of something that would be heavier. And so you don't need something that's, you don't need something that's as heavy if the force production output is actually just as high and giving you the exact same thing as if you were trying to lift a heavier weight under, well, I don't want to say controlled conditions, because with a club bell it is controlled, but under a more balanced ratio if using dumbbells or barbells or whatnot. So you have that, and then for more of the grinding movements, you're essentially, if we think about, let's take a broomstick. This is one we can all probably picture and associate with. If I took a broomstick and I had, you know, 5 bags of groceries sitting on the floor, and I put that broomstick through all 5 bags of groceries and then tried to pick it up from the other end, we all know exactly how heavy that would feel and the amount of effort that it would take from our body and how much strength we would have to have. It's all a certain weight, but because of that disadvantage, it causes our body to have to work that much harder. And then if you were to take those bags and you were to split them on either end and put a few of the bags through one end, through the bags through the other end, and pick it up and put it on your shoulders, all of a sudden it's light. And your body doesn't have to work as hard in order to move the weight around. So because of that leverage disadvantage that the club bell creates, it's not so much about the weight that causes the adaptation for muscle growth, but the amount of effort that the body has to output in order for us to move it. And that's what causes the adaptation.
Exactly. Yeah, I really like that example of the broomstick with the groceries. I've never heard one like that. And I think that's just a really good way of looking at it. You know, it's the force you have to control, you know, not just the weight. And the force can be created much much more difficult through leverage and through momentum. So,
yeah, and the nice thing with the club bell as well is that because the club bell is, it's neat. The club bell is, well, I mean, as you and I both know, but for anyone out there who isn't familiar with the club bell, it's the only adjustable fixed weight because of that leverage disadvantage. And so the neck of the club bell, we can amplify the weight just like we were doing with the broomstick. So if the groceries are on the end of the broomstick, you know, and we bring them closer, or we bring our hands closer, the effort becomes less and it feels lighter. And so with the club bell, the exact same principle applies. So we can have a 15-pound club bell, which I've had guys who have done, you know, bodybuilding and strength training for years. I've had guys who flip 600-pound tires who grab a hold of a 15-pound club bell and they're like, this feels like a 45-pound dumbbell. And, you know, within a minute of swinging it around a little bit, my forearms are burning. What is going on? You know, and these are individuals with really, you know, they strength train and, you know, they've got, they're very strong. And so, I mean, with a club bell, you move your hand up the neck and it becomes lighter. You move it back down and it becomes heavier. And so it has a little more longevity in terms of its use. And because it moves through such a great range of motion that you will always come back to, you know, for most guys, 15-pound club bells, and for most women, 10-pound club bells. That's your base. But those will be club bells that you will use for the rest of your life. I swing a 45-pound club bell around, but I still use the 15s. For various mm-hmm. movements and whatnot. So it's a weight that, although feels light because of the nature of where the weight is distributed, it ends up being, can be heavier. But even within a workout, we can have a single weight that can either be heavier or lighter and meet our needs depending on what we're training for.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in that same thought, what would you say is better for muscle mass specific training? You know, all other things out the window. If we're training for muscle mass, would you recommend two lighter club bells or maybe one heavier club bell for two-handed training?
It depends on what you want to focus on, because it's actually the club bell mass evolution, for example, incorporates both throughout. It has the full three cycles, so it's a full three-month program that builds from a base on 1 month to lay the foundations and then into the next month, which then starts to increase the complexity of movements and stimulate nervous system, and then into the final month where you're doing a lot more of two-handed single heavy club bell work through complex movements, so you're combining heavy with complex. And each month the program is geared towards building mass within the muscle mass within that month. But there's this underlying progression that helps get you to a place where we can really, really wring out the maximal amount of effort via the two-handed heavy club bell swinging through complex ranges of movement. And I think I would have to say that one would be the most effective way of putting on muscle mass, is getting to that stage. But you can do it with doubles. So if you don't have a single heavy, for example, like in the club bell mass evolution, there's a cycle that uses doubles, mostly doubles, and it's combined with the protocol of time under tension. And for this one, you don't need heavy club bells because you're going the stimulation of the muscle growth that we're addressing is through time under tension. If you get that time under tension, then the muscle growth will be, your body will start to adapt and start to stimulate the growth of that muscle within that protocol. And that's where I start using the doubles more, because you can go lighter and it allows you to address more complex movements before having to move into the bigger, heavier club bells. So both can actually be used. You can have the two lighter ones doing some doubles, or you can do it with a single heavy. I think when it comes down, you know, and if we were to say, okay, but between the two, if you had to choose club bell for muscle mass growth, what would you do? I would do single heavy, like two-handed single club bell heavy, but through complex ranges of motion. That's the advantage that the club bell has for us. If we just did basic movements with that, we wouldn't get the same effect as we would going through the complex ranges of motion that hit the entire body, because that's going to get, if we do, it's almost like a systemic barrage that causes the entire body to kind of go, whoa, all right, I need to grow in all aspects because I'm getting hit from every angle with every single movement, every single, you know, we would say rep out here. The body doesn't know a rep, but just every single movement through the range that we are facing.
Right, right. Well, I know exactly what you mean by the whole body saying, whoa, because that's what it was doing when I was testing your program. I wasn't very happy during some of those sessions. I liked most of them, but there was this one that was just, oh, man. Anyways, so right on. Let's move on. Are there certain club bell exercises, you've already touched on this, but let's get a little bit more specific. Are there certain club bell exercises that you consider superior for building muscle mass? What would you recommend?
I would recommend, again, yeah, it's the big ones are the single two-handed ones. And if you were to look up various movements, there'd be a barbarian squat is a great one. There is one that is a one that actually I've incorporated into the program, which is a version of a two-handed mill. It's a little different, but I've referred to it as the figure eight shield cast, and that would be one that would be is a great one because it hits your system. It's the one with my beta testers. They were going through that one, and on the one hand, it kind of felt good, but on the other, it was the one that really, really hit them the hardest. And by the end of it, you know, they're feeling it. And because it goes, because of the range that it moves through all around, and we have acceleration and deceleration. So that's another big one that I'm into. Another one is a barbarian rear lunge, which is essentially a rear lunge, and as you rear lunge, you bring the club bell from back position into a flag press in front of you. And with the flag press, as you know, we're going out to straight arm, so it is maximizing the leverage disadvantage that we have while we're moving away from the weight and down and trying to connect it all the way from that end, which is way out in front of us, right back to our toes, which is on the opposite end of us, and for our body to be able to support that. That's a big one. Those would be like, you know, big threes.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are great examples. I think it's more important rather than just, you know, memorizing which ones, is to figure out the strategy behind that, you know, hitting major muscle groups through complex movements and using heavy club bell. So, but, you know, I love the examples because, you know, puts a name to what you're actually describing. All right, moving on. Now, I know a lot of women who already enjoy using club bells, but some of them are definitely a little bit concerned with, the possibility of bulking up. How would you address that? You know, how would you address that concern?
All right. Now, You get to hear it first. Nobody else actually knows this. And so I'm gonna share it here. But
All right.
I'll speak to the, we'll speak to the principles, but when I created the Club Bell Mass Evolution, it was the reason it is a mass evolution is that it isn't just about building muscle. That was a big part. I've been a, quote unquote, hard gainer my whole life. But a big part of being a hard gainer was that I was never actually really interested in putting on the muscle mass. And because of what was associated with it and the frame of mind that was associated with it in terms of it was just very, very physique oriented in terms of a specific look. And I, without getting on a rant, because this stuff starts to get me agitated, there is the approach to building muscle mass, and in our case and what we're talking about, the way we talk about building muscle mass, physique being the priority, actually body building in terms of building the proportions of your body in a way that your body may not naturally, that may not be its natural shape, but we try and manipulate it to look a particular way. And there's been a particular physical ideal that has been put out there that in the fitness magazines, here's your 15-minute workout to looking like these fitness models who all train a very specific way, eat a very specific way. They all peak for their photo shoots so that they look that way, because they don't look like that all year round. But because we have, multiple models throughout the magazine every single month, all year round, multiple magazines, we see it all year round. And we just think, oh, well, that's how you should be able to do it all year round.
Not to mention the people in the magazine company who are, editing and photoshopping all these pictures. My wife's a graphic designer, that's just standard operating procedure.
Exactly. And I think that's something that's coming more and more to light with the type of exposure that we have in this day and age through the internet of like, oh wait, you mean they do Photoshop every single picture on a magazine cover? And it's like, well, yeah. And they change sizes even on the magazine cover. And like, so there's this whole thing, and unfortunately, we've been force-fed, and I say force-fed because we can accept, we can choose to not be exposed to certain things, but this is so in our face, whether it's on the internet, at the store when we go to buy groceries, on commercials on the radio, and all of these things, and this speaks to not only the muscle-building for guys, but the losing of weight for women, or even the weight loss for men. But this whole physical ideal thing is totally blown to such an extreme as to make us feel it takes advantage of certain buttons to make us feel lower and thus be able to take advantage of making cash off of us. And I have no problems talking about this stuff because it does anger me. And that was, these are all reasons behind why I've never been interested, despite trying once or twice, to put on muscle mass. And because it just, that's what it was associated with, and I couldn't relate. It didn't resonate in the least. And last year, what I ended up doing was, I've been around fitness for 15 years, I've had a lot of experience. I've helped people, even before I was a professional trainer, achieve their goals and make changes in their lives. And then becoming a professional trainer and helping people on a larger scale do so, that in doing that, most of the people that I train are looking for fat loss. And I've always been one who's been a real believer in you can't take someone where you haven't been. So any training program I ever take anyone through, I've been through before them. And I've tested on myself. And I've done the research. And So, but for people who are looking for fat loss, I understand the principles of helping them create a create a transformation, but I've never had to face, that hasn't been one of my challenges. I've had different challenges with my health and fitness. And for me, the weight loss is not one of them. And so I wanted to go in and do something that challenged me the same way someone who is facing fat loss is being challenged. And so, you know, facing something that is difficult, changing patterns that have been patterns for years, mostly in eating. I changed my eating. So I went through and I picked a goal. I was like, okay, what's a goal that is a kind of undesirable in a way? I mean, you know, kind of desirable, but has been sort of undesirable for me to actually put my feet down and start walking to make it happen. And that's been putting on the muscle mass. I was able to identify that right away. And, you know, the goal also had to be what was really difficult for me to achieve. I couldn't pick that if it was something that I just naturally were able to pack on muscle really quick. It wouldn't make any sense. So it was also very difficult for me to achieve. And what was something that, you know, and that I would have to change my diet for. Change the way I eat in a way that it's been the way that I've eaten for at least a decade. Because that's what many of us, when facing the weight loss transformation, end up having to face. And so I wanted to go through so that what I was doing was I was going through the process of a physical transformation, which is essentially the same as the process of a physical transformation for my clients and those who I will be serving down the road looking for fat loss. And so this was my big challenge for the year. And this was, okay, you know, go in, face something that I'm not so into, face something that's hard and that I have to create changes in order to try and make happen. And so the Club Bell Mass Evolution came out of this last year of going through that process. And interestingly enough, as I've been going through the process, it was once I started the Club Bell Mass Evolution that then all of a sudden I started packing on the muscle. And within my first month with the first cycle, like within 2 weeks, I stepped on the scale and I was 3 pounds up. And I was kind of shocked. I was like, okay, well, that's kind of cool. I guess we'll see. I, you know, on paper, the way I designed it, it made sense. But then I had to go through it to see if it actually worked. And with the then after 4 weeks, I thought, okay, you know, I probably gained another pound or so. Because they usually, the general rule of thumb is if you're gaining a pound a week, you're doing really awesome. 6 pounds. I had to step back on and off the scale 3 times just to kind of almost, you know, pinch myself because I've never been able to pack on lean muscle mass like that. And with the nature of the Club Bell Mass Evolution and the training that you're doing, you're not, there is no bulking up and then cutting down. You are getting a cardio effect and a fat burning at the same time because of the nature of the movements and the compounding effect of moving through all 6 degrees of freedom. So the Club Bell Mass Evolution for me was when it sort of it hit me as started unfolding out in front of my in my mind in front of me. It was a lot less of a, you know, I think I want to put out a product, and more of a, well, here's the thing. Now you got to go do this. It like it was presented in a way that you just okay, I got to go do this now. And that just presented from the accumulation of my experience over the year of going through that transformation. And because for me, my physical fitness has always been a vehicle for my personal development. It has been it has been the physical manifestation of my mental and emotional work as I move through. That essentially that is what stops us. And it's nothing crazy new. It's nothing majorly scientific or breakthrough, or it's basics in pattern and habit changing. That we need, those are the keys that we need to address in order to actually see the results that we want physically. Because that's what I've gone through for the last decade. I have not been able to put on the muscle mass because my heart and my mind were not into it. I didn't have the reason, despite being given the reason by all of the media out there, which spends, you know, billions of dollars because they're making billions of dollars feeding off of get the perfect physique to all of us and telling us how we're going to do it, and yet none of us being able to actually achieve it. And so it was, well, so what is my why? What is my reason for putting on the muscle mass? What was my reason for going through this process the last year? And my reason was to go through the process of that transformation so that I could better serve those that I work with, so that I can be more effective in being able to bring programs and training and tools for people to use to actually see the results that they're desiring in their life. And so that was my why. And that was the big hook for the Club Bell Mass Evolution. It is not just a mass evolution in terms of, you know, an evolution in how we build muscle mass, but a mass evolution in how we look at building muscle mass. We're creating a paradigm shift to help us actually tap in to get the results that we want. And so anyone who goes to the website will really get the sense of that. But it's really about what is your why? Why do you want? Because when we are in those moments, each and every one of us, when we are in those moments where our guard is down, and it is just a really sincere moment of what it is, being able to just big sigh, just let it out, and let go of all of the things we have built up in front of us thinking we want, because that's in fact what we've been bombarded with all around us. And when it comes down to it, the things that I hear from people and have heard over and over and over, I just don't want to be in pain anymore. I want to be able to play with my kids without being worried about throwing my back out. As people are getting older and talking about, I want to be able to be independent and not end up in a home because I can't go take myself for a walk, or I can't get to the bathroom on my own. Like, these are real things. These are the things that are at the core of... Another one. This is huge. There was a gentleman I was speaking with, and he was really, he was being very sincere, and he said about how he had had a shoulder injury. And this shoulder injury actually made it really difficult for him at night to be able to, just to be able to hold his wife before going to bed. He could do it for like 30 seconds, and then that was it. And he had to roll off because he was in too much pain. When we think about these things that are important, that right there, to be able to have those moments, those really important special moments that are the bonding moments to the foundation of a marriage or a partnership that will grow into so much more for the rest of their lives and affect those around them, like, that's huge. And these are the things that are important for people. And so the Club Bell Mass Evolution was about connecting with your why. What is your why? Why do you want to build muscle mass? What is it? What is important to you at the core? And if we can attach to that, if we can grab a hold with both hands to that, then all of a sudden we get up in the morning and we're like, I want to get that training session in, because this, if I get this, this is a part of, not the only way, this is a part of creating that for myself and in my life. And so the Club Bell Mass Evolution is much more than just a muscle building program. It is a transformative life building program, and looking great while you're at it. Because as you and I know as trainers, one of the biggest downfalls to people being able to achieve their results is consistency. And if people are inconsistent with their training, then they're not going to see the results. And that inconsistency most oftentimes comes from a lack of motivation. So if we have our motivation, we then have our consistency, and all of a sudden, people aren't caring about what they look like or how much muscle they're putting on. Because to them, the training becomes a vehicle to bettering their lives and getting more, being more fulfilled and more satisfied out of what it is they want to do with their life. Now, the bonus is the program actually works. And so we do put on the muscle mass, and we put on the muscle mass in a fast way. It hasn't just been in me. You've seen great results. The other beta testers have seen great results. So everyone is seeing the results. So then at the end, not only do you feel connected to what's important to you in your life, you're looking and feeling great at the exact same time. And you've achieved the ideal. It's not the ideal that, you know, feeds. It's not the ideal physique that feeds your confidence. I can appreciate when people come to from that angle where they're still trying, you know, where they try and connect. Okay, well, build the perfect physique so that you can get the woman that you want, so that you can feel confident in your workplace and all of these things. Okay, I appreciate the connection, but it's still about coming back to the physique, not the physical process of training. It's the physique that is going to, and it's which is very exterior. So it's trying to build stuff exteriorly to feed what's at the core, as opposed to develop what's at the core to magnify what is essentially us out exteriorly to the rest of the world. And that's where that whole process of the Club Bell Mass Evolution came in, and the process that I've gone through, and the purpose behind building the muscle mass. And I thought I did okay trying to hook this all back in, but what was the original question?
Well, I don't even think we need to get back. I mean, we will.
All right.
Same. This
all
is
right.
Like, this is good stuff. This is deep physical culture philosophy right here. And this is like, this is an insight, people, listen. This is an insight into what your physical practice can become. You know, it's not just a means to an end for like a physical goal. It's like a resource for lifestyle transformation. And that's, you know, it's something as simple as like a club bell training program for building muscle can not only help you achieve a physical goal, it can completely change your life. So this is awesome stuff. I'm glad I'm eating this stuff up, Shane. But the original question was, how would you ease the concerns of women who are, you know, concerned with possibly bulking up, putting on too much muscle?
That's what it was. Okay, good. So when, thank you. And so that's all connected, gang. So when I was, you know, this is where the program had come from. And so part of it was this paradigm shift. And so with the paradigm shift, I also wanted to start to shift the paradigm in what it means to put on muscle mass physically. And that putting on muscle mass is not about looking like the physical picture that we keep being given, which is a primary fear for most women. Most women don't want to bulk up. They're like, you know what, I don't want to. That is a great fear in even doing basic weight training of any kind, is that, well, I just kind of want to get toned. I want to tighten up. I want to firm up, which, ladies, there is nothing wrong with that at all. But, you know, it's like, but I don't want to get big. And there's this real fear around getting huge, which is really, really unfortunate, because it's actually not just for, you know, weight training, which then creates resistance, which then helps create stronger bones, which helps avoid osteoarthritis down the road, which is the primary thing that women are given in terms as a motivator to weight train. But actually having lean muscle mass. Lean muscle mass doesn't mean bulk. Lean muscle mass means lean muscle mass. Just having some muscle mass on our body, because what it does is it helps with burning fat. It helps make you stronger. It helps it's kind of a retirement fund, if you will, as you get older, because the amount of muscle that we're able to build down the road starts to diminish. And if we don't have access to that earlier, then we see greater loss on the other end, which then starts affecting your independence and your ability to do the things that you want. So part of this was a paradigm shift in actually how we look at muscle mass building. And I really wanted to connect, even though, you know, yes, the primary market is us guys. And for this particular program, it's not even geared towards the bodybuilders or the guys who can put on the mass easily. It's geared towards those of us that, you know, the other 90% who struggle with trying to put it on and have not been able to find a way to do so. But as part of wanting to showcase the Club Bell Mass Evolution and show that it really is a shift in how we look at it, two of my beta testers are women. And I actually approached them first. Their husbands came on board afterwards. Love you guys. But it was them that I approached. And I approached the two of them because I thought, you know what? I have a feeling that these two are not afraid of, like, they've got the guts that if I were to say something like, I'd like you to test a muscle-building program for me, that they wouldn't shy away from it. And they came through with flying colors. And the thing is that I wanted to show the ladies that you can do not just weight training. You can actually do a muscle-building program, and you're not going to bulk up the way guys do. Most of us guys have a hard enough time. We spend our whole lives, you know, that's what the whole, like, supplements and eat, like, 10 chicken breasts and 2 dozen eggs a day, like, the whole protein thing. Like, all that stuff is all around trying to bulk up and trying to, like, get huge. And most of us have actually a really difficult time doing that. And one of the keys to putting muscle mass on is testosterone. And we have a lot more testosterone than women do. And so we've already got more of the ingredients for helping put bulk on, and we have a tough time doing it. And so as women, having that much less, you're not going to bulk up. You're going to firm up, you're going to tone up, you're going to shape up. I hope she forgives me. One of the gals, she actually had said, and I wish I'd caught this on camera, but she'd actually said, Shane, and because I'd wanted to share this, I'd wanted other women to hear this, because it was a genuine concern of hers. Shane, this program has been great. I've been loving it in every way, but I think it's actually making my butt bigger. And this is something that you'll have to bear in mind, because that's a concern for a lot of women. They don't want their butts looking bigger, you know, getting bigger.
Absolutely.
And I was going to say, you know, I mean, everything else has been changing about you, which has been getting great. I personally had been seeing a change, not for the negative, but her husband chimed in and said, if by your butt getting bigger you mean more shapely, there is nothing wrong with that. And he just gave her a smile, and it gave her pause for a moment. And it was sort of like you could see, oh, there has been a change. There was a change. But that it was not the way it had been perceived. And she was getting two guys on the outside saying, you look great. But to have her husband say, you mean if it means that you're looking, you know, if you're getting toned but shapely, so hanging on to, that's what I saw, was that you're getting strong, you're getting toned, you're getting all these things, but you're maintaining your womanness. because I don't think that women getting into weight training should have to feel like they're becoming like guys, because it's not about becoming like guys. It's not about getting strong like guys. It's about just being a strong woman and what that means, and to be able to be comfortable with how your body adapts to the training that is provided. And in this case, on a muscle building program, you're getting shapely, you're getting toned, and you're losing fat. And these ladies have shown it, and strong. Like, man, they were lifting weights and doing things that were the equivalent to what the guys were doing with the heavier weights. And I was just like, you know, and that's what they kept speaking to, was all of a sudden feeling stronger and being able to haul things around more and to be able to play with their kids and having more energy and being able to crawl around on the floor. Because, I mean, that's an important thing about this program, is it's not a muscle-binding program. It's not a program that's going to keep you all locked up. They were actually moving better. And that gives a greater sense of independence and just a real sense of, hey, you know, I can do this on my own. And these are already two women, remember, these are two women that are already very strong women who are not, you know, don't shy away from stuff. And even they were feeling the sense of transformation and development that was coming from doing the training. So I specifically asked two women to go through this program, because although it was geared towards, you know, in general, the guys, I wanted to show that, you know what, ladies, you can actually do not just weight training, but a specific muscle-building program, and you're not going to bulk up. You are actually going to get everything that you've been wanting to get, what you've been looking for in all of those other training programs.
Awesome, awesome. I just want to reiterate the point that you made earlier about, you know, your beta tester's husband saying, you know, just affirming her, you know, that, you know, this is fine by me. You know, you're looking hot, baby.
Yeah.
And I think that positive affirmation is so important, especially to hear from somebody that you love or respect or trust, because we, you know, like you were saying earlier, we're just bombarded with these messages that we're supposed to look a certain way. And, you know, we can do everything in our power to avoid them or ignore them, but unless you live in a cave, they're going to weave their way into your subconscious thoughts. You know, they're just going to be a part of your worldview in subtle or in dramatic ways. So, you know, when a husband says something like that, you know, to his wife, that's like one of the best things you could say. You know, it's showing her that, you know, that idea you had in your mind that bigger is worse, that's not your true mindset right there. You know, that's just something that somebody else implanted into your life, and it's not true, and it's not you. So I think that's awesome. All right, moving on. Getting into some technical stuff now.
All right.
What role does joint mobility prep, you know, such as the CST Interflow program and Prasara Yoga compensation, play in a club bell based mass building program?
All right. This is part of what makes CST so brilliant, and CST, I realize maybe I haven't actually said it. I've just been saying CST, circular strength training. But this is what makes the circular strength training system the most incredible thing I have ever come across to date. I'm a very open-minded guy, but to date, this is the one. And the trends that I'm seeing around us are that actually everything is moving closer and closer to what circular strength training is already doing and already offering. And what it provides is, everyone is, you know, more and more people are becoming familiar with mobility, joint mobility, and more people are incorporating yoga into their programs. But they're still kind of their own separate things. They've got their training, and then they've got their yoga, and then they've got their mobility. And what circular strength training does is, by bringing the mobility And the strength training, whether through body weight or, in this case, club bell training, and the prasara compensatory, which is essentially yoga poses compensating for the work that we've done and the tension that's been built, all sandwiched into one training, like one workout, you get the greatest degree of balance within every single training session. And within every single training session and staying in that balance, it keeps us healthier and able to do more as we move down the road. And this is, it's the synergy of the combination of those three things that makes it work, not their individual components. Though each of their individual components are all hugely effective in and of their own rights. And so with the Club Bell Mass Evolution, it is a CST program because that is the training system that I promote because it's the best thing I've ever come across, and I will only ever bring what I feel is the best of what I've ever come across. And so in the Mass Evolution, we have the warm-up, which is the joint mobility warm-up and or joint mobility routine. And the reason for using the joint mobility routine is because our joints actually stop getting any kind of nutrients. It doesn't get any blood flow after puberty. And the only way that we can get nutrients into those areas is through specific movement, through all ranges of motion. And it releases synovial fluid, which brings the nutrients to the joints, washes it out, rinses it out. We are, this is becoming more and more commonly accepted. It's something that Scott Sunnan has really brought with the circular strength training, and he's really, through his travels, has brought to light the importance of it. But we don't think of ourselves just as individual muscle body parts. I'm not a bicep or a quadricep or a hamstring. I am a big muscle with a whole ton of insertion points at various points in my body. And we have these, we have very thin, called the myofascia, but very thin sacs that basically cover the muscle, both over top and underneath, that can get tight and can eventually become, you know, almost like brittle, like it becomes dried out. And if you have an area where there's excessive tension, a great example that Sunnan uses that I really like is the idea of a sweater. If you have a piece of yarn that's been pulled, is coming loose on one end, and you start to just pull that piece of yarn in the sweater, and you can see the pull not just being the single yarn pulling out and the rest of the sweater not being affected. You see the whole sweater starting to slowly get tugged and tugged, and the greatest further reach of where that tug is affecting can be up. You know, if I'm pulling the yarn down from my hip, is up on the shoulder of the opposite side. And so these sacs of these layers of myofascia, which are super thin layers that sort of wrap everything and keep everything moving in a cohesive unit, you've got, it acts in the same way. And so the joint mobility warm-up helps first flush our joints with the synovial fluid so that not only do we have nutrients, but there's lubrication, so there's ease of movement because we're going through the full 6 degrees of motion through a greater range of motion. And then we've also got, so there's the lubrication, but what it also does is that lubrication provides shock absorption. So when we're training, we do end up putting a little bit of, you know, ground and pound in our body, and for our body to be maximally prepared to handle the work that is happening, then having this specific joint mobility to prep the body for that will help our body get through it easier with less damage. And the warm-ups that we use are not just a random set of, it's not just a random set of, oh, okay, well, I'll kind of, you know, move my neck and warm up my shoulders. And no, they're actually specifically aligned with the movements that are being done in the workout, in the club bell workout. So with the club bell workout, there are specific movements And so the warm-up is specific mobility, and that's why it doesn't have to be excessively long, because it is very efficient at getting us warmed up, because we've prepped specifically for the work that we're going to do. And so the joint mobility warm-ups are specific to that, and each one, you know, each cycle that I've created has specific warm-ups for the movements that we're going into. Then on the flip side, we have the Prasara compensatory. And Prasara is the name given to the yoga, that Prasara yoga, that has been an innovation of Scott Sunnan's. It is a combination of biomechanical body movements that he learned throughout his studies and time in Russia, and the combination of yoga poses that we are also, you know, are generally familiar with, but combines the two for full three-dimensional movement. And you have yoga practices that are looked at based on breath, yoga practices based on structure, and we get to that point where we really start incorporating movement and moving through, not just movement, but moving through those transitional points that we never move through. And that unlocks the body in a way that I've worked with a ton of yoga practitioners, and they're very good at their yoga practice. I actually learn a lot from them. but as soon as we get into having to transition from one plane to another, all of a sudden they stop. And they can't do it because they haven't moved through those ranges, and they recognize how locked up their body is, in fact. So quick history on the Prasara for anyone who's not familiar with it. And so we use Prasara, which is we use a combination of traditional poses, but also poses derived from the biomechanical movements taken that Scott brought over from Russia. And what we do with those is those are also specifically aligned with each exercise in the club bell training. And the exercise in the club bell training, what happens is the body, in its adaptation, creates tension because it wants to become the most efficient in the movement that is being done. So if we do a movement over and 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 over again, the body will begin to adapt where certain areas it will leave open, but other areas to support the movement, it will start creating a little bit more tension and start laying down, you know, slabs of like bands of muscle to be able to support that, so that eventually it doesn't have to do the work. It's, if we were to take, almost imagine if those, you know, bands of muscle being laid over top to support is like someone taking glue and gluing down, starting to glue slightly thicker and thicker strips of leather onto our muscles, so that eventually, you know, and then eventually it's so wrapped up and bound up and tight that the muscle doesn't move anymore. It's just this thick strap that there is no flexibility in. And so that starts to happen in our body with adaptation on a small scale. But that's the part that sneaks up on us, is because it is small. I mean, if you do something super specific over and over and over and over and over again, which is happens to a lot of athletes because of their specific skill that they're incorporating, it'll be faster. But for all of us, you know, in the general public as well, that's still occurring. And so that tension we need to release. And the release of that tension is essentially allowing us to hang on to the positive aspects of adaptation and let go of the negative aspects of adaptation, because there is both sides. There's a heads and tails, a yin and yang. We get both with the adaptation, which the negative side is actually meant to be a positive in trying to support the body, but in the end becomes a negative by throwing us into gross imbalance. And so the compensatory, and the reason we refer to them as compensatory movements or compensatory poses, is because we are compensating for the tension that has been created in the work. So we use those compensatory movements to release that tension specifically, again, just the way the mobility is specific to warm up for the club bell movements that we're doing. We then also use prasara poses that are specific to unload or release the tension in the body. And a lot of, which people don't associate with, but a lot of soreness that we get after training is from tension. It's from excessive tension in our body. It's from the body starting to seize up. And so by unloading, not only do you release the negative ramifications of that adaptation of tension in your body, you also diminish how much muscle soreness you have later. We refer to it in, you know, the fitness world as DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness, and you'll feel it like 2 days later. And it's actually since I've been doing CST for myself personally that, like, I don't really get sore after my workouts anymore. That's not in exclusion. You know, a year ago when I first started doing TacFit, I was seized up for like 5 days because I went in a little harder than I'd thought, and I guess I hadn't compensated enough. So, you know, you'll still have your moments, but that is actually one of the greatest feedback that I have gotten from clients that train with me is how they don't feel sore. You know, we will go in and we will hit a heavy, hard training session, and then I'll see them the next day, or I'll see them 3 days later or a couple days later. So how are you feeling? Yeah, good, fine. Oh, you know, were you sore at all? No, not at all. And it's from releasing that muscle soreness. So this is why, I mean, this is one of the big reasons why I'm a big supporter and promoter of CST. Not only is it help keep your body in the greatest balance, but just by the sheer fact that it allows you to not be sore, allows you to not be limited in the activities or the things you want to do in your life because you're hurting and all you can do is, like, sit on the couch. And also, soreness is a big demotivator for a lot of us. And if we know that afterwards, you know, maybe we'll feel a little bit of tightness or maybe a little soreness here or there, but we're not hurting, then all of a sudden we take away one of the major reasons for inconsistency in training. And we can start seeing greater results and just feeling more health, like greater experiencing greater health in our day-to-day life and over the long term. And that's the other thing is circular strength training is health first. And as soon as people hear that, usually the more hardcore, you know, gang, as soon as they hear that, they're like, oh, I don't need to do yoga and, you know, mobility or whatever. Like, I want to train hard. Make no mistake, you train hard in circular strength training if you so wish. And I have had, in the past, I have been able to go for 3 or 4 months of training hard before I come to a point where usually I would need, you know, 3 weeks to 4 weeks off and need to recuperate and just allow the body to recover. I had a lot more twinges and tweaks and strains and the potentials for injury just waiting to happen when I used to train than I do now. And so my peaks would be about, you know, every 3 or 4 months. I've been going about 2.5 years strong, and it's still going. And that's because, I mean, you have your peaks. We're never in a state of constant stasis. We're either always peaking or recovering from whatever it is, peaking to an end goal or recovering from an end goal. But those have been the smaller, but in the large picture, it's just been a constant 2.5 years of up, and I am in the best shape of my life. I feel amazing, and I have seen the transformation in those around me that train with me. And that is because of the effect that that has in our day-to-day life and our overall being. That's why when I came across CST, it really, really connected for me because the physical training was the vehicle and the physical manifestation of my mental, emotional, and spiritual process. And so this was, in a physical practice, something that mirrored it, that journey, almost identically, and was the most effective physical training tool that I could use in order to continue to enhance that. And I see that in those around me who they train with CST and they see a change in their life because of how good they feel and how strong they're feeling and how more capable they're feeling. And so with the Club Bell Mass Evolution, it's a muscle-building program, but it is a muscle-building program steeped in the principles of circular strength training that make circular strength training great. And that's where the joint mobility and the prasara compensation come in.
All right. Well, awesome, buddy. You've already answered the next few questions, so I think we're...
Oh, whoops.
That's all right. I think we are starting to wrap up. We're not done yet. I know you've already talked about this a bit before, but the Club Bell Mass Evolution, buddy, just came out this week. And, you know, like I said earlier, I was honored to be able to test drive it this past summer. I did the first 6 weeks of your program, and I got great results. I'm really happy with the results. I went up 8 pounds in scale weight, and I'm, you know, positive that that was mostly, if not all, muscle gain. I didn't do any body fat testing or skin fold calipers or anything. But I actually noticed visible differences in my body fat or in and around my midsection, and noticed visual muscular improvements in my arms, shoulders, back, and thighs. And I've already publicly and fully endorsed your program. I think it's excellent. And I'd like you to, you know, before we go, just tell us exactly what it is. I mean, it's obviously the Club Bell Mass Evolution, but what are some of the details, and where, most importantly, where can my listeners find more information?
All right. Well, first off, I wanted to say thank you for taking the time to test, you know, to take that time to test part of the program and go through it and feel it for yourself. And then to subsequently review it. And because I've told you before, and anybody else out there, John is actually the guy that I go to for product reviews. If I know that he is going to review a product, he is the first person I am going to go to, because he is honest, he is unbiased, he is no holds bar. He will tell you exactly, even if he loves you, he will tell you, you know, this worked great, but this didn't at all, and you should probably change it. But it is such a clear review of the details of the program, because John really takes the time and really assimilates the information and digs into the details that are behind it and has his finger on the pulse of what we're all looking for, that he's able to then translate for us what that may mean for us in terms of whether it'll be effective or not, but in a way that isn't sort of, it isn't way over to the right or way over to the left. He maintains a real middle ground. And so for me, because I already really respect John and what he does, and he's the guy I go to for reviews, I was stoked when I was going to be able to get you, John, to, like, review mine, because A, I'll know how to make it better afterwards, but I knew that you would give an honest opinion of it, and I value that, because I value it.
And you are choking me up over here, pal. This is supposed to be about you.
Big time. And so I encourage anybody in the future, you guys go check out physicalliving.com, because John has nonstop quality content coming your way. So I'm really glad that you were able to do part of the program and to test it out. And I think I also just want to highlight something that you brought up, which I think is really important, is that is part of the there's nothing wrong with keeping numbers. Keeping numbers is actually a great way to keep yourself on track. When you log, there are times when I log, there are times when I don't. I've tried to be a consistent logger. I'm not all the time. That's why I encourage people to log. I'm not emphatic about them logging, because I can't even, you know, I don't even do it myself. There are times when it feels more intuitive. But numbers are important, and especially when you're not sure if you're getting or seeing or feeling the results, that the numbers will help you determine where the differences are and where to tweak and where to improve upon. And so I am not knocking the numbers, but the calipers and the body fat testing and like all of those things, outside of being important for health determination of health and whatnot, is a part of that whole physique-oriented culture. Not physical culture, but physique-oriented culture, as in the look of the physique. And that we obsess about those things in order to see the results. And that a lot of, I think a lot of trainers are also very, I think it's important to show results. We can't just talk about it, because then anybody could just talk the talk without ever having to show the walk. But that there's a certain obsession around, you know, when you're building muscle mass or losing fat, that it's like, well, how much body fat did you lose? Standing in the mirror is, you know, when you're standing in the mirror, do you see a change? And does that have, you know, that has just as much value as being. And so I just wanted to sort of bring back to light that, you know, you didn't take the body fat measurement, you didn't, you know, all of this other stuff that make any other major changes, but you could see a change in your muscular development, mm-hmm. You could see a change in your waist, and that's getting closer to an intuitive gauge inside of us of being able to tell whether we're getting results or not, not having to have exterior numbers tell us and have those numbers based on everybody else's numbers be the gauge of whether we're actually seeing a change. So I wanted to thank you for sharing that, because I think that was really important.
Oh, of course, buddy. My pleasure. I wanted to just, you know, reiterate that, you know, I'm in full agreement with you on this one. You know, measuring and tracking of progress is very important in certain contexts, but, you know, the only reason I stepped on the scale to figure out how much weight I had gained is because I was reviewing your program, and I wanted to validate to you that it was working. But, you know, most of the year, I mean, I don't even own a scale. Most of the year, you know, I go by intuition and by, you know, am I happy with the results I'm getting? And I think everybody should make that their priority. Not discount the value of stats and measuring and tracking progress, but make sure that you're getting the results you want instead of trying to implant somebody else's expectations for you. So
that having your spouse say something as simple as, "Well, you may think that's what it is, but I think you look amazing."
Right.
Be the gauge that, you know, be your number.
Exactly.
Because they truly value you and see you for who you are. They don't see you for what everybody else is saying you are. And, Okay, so Club Bell Mass Evolution.
Where do we find it?
We got a 3-month program. You're looking at a foundational basis in the first program that is going to work on basics, is going to get you really strong and lay on the muscle to prepare you to move into month number 2. Month number 2, we move into, as I was saying earlier, a lot more of the doubles. We're getting into movement sophistication, increasing progressive movement sophistication. And within that short month, we jack your nervous system alive. Like, we just basically turn on the switch and turn up the dial and get your nervous system really online and having you move up through the increasing levels of sophistication within that month. all the while still building muscle, using principles that are muscle-building principles. Then we get into month three, and we get to go into heavy, complex, two-handed movements, combinations, in order to get the greatest degree of muscle growth as well as fat burning. So
right.
you're going to get in there, you're going to do it, you're going to sweat, you're going to really torch, like you'd turn up the heat on your system while still building the muscle mass. While
right. So you're basically, you're peaking with the most effective strategy is what you're doing.
Which is exactly what the program is designed to do. So people, I've had people this week who have been asking, can I incorporate it with this? Can I incorporate it with that? I don't recommend incorporating two programs at the same time because otherwise you have two competing systems and then you don't get any results in the end. But if you want to alternate, you know, month one and then go and do another program and then come back and do month two and then go do another program, come back and do month three, you can. You're more than welcome to. But the program is designed that if you go from month one right through to month three, that we are building in such a way that we are continuing to get to the point where by the end, yeah, we're peaking and we're maximizing muscle growth, fat burn, and complex movement through full range of motion so that you have the greatest functional muscle functionality available to you. I've seen it in my beta testers, a number of them who were completely new to club bell training. They've never lifted a club bell. Most of them hadn't even lifted a kettlebell before, so they weren't familiar with swinging weight. And the design of the program is actually built in a way that not only are you going to build muscle mass, but by the end, you are actually going to be you're going to be somewhat proficient. You're going to be at a level. It's an accelerated learning, club bell learning program, so that by the end, you're going to be at a level where you're somewhat proficient with club bell training. And then you would be able to go out and look at any other club bell program and apply it right away without having a huge learning curve to go through, because we go through the basics and we fire up the nervous system, get your complex movement going, and then your ability to move through combine movements into combos with a heavy weight, you're going to end up coming out the other side, essentially being much closer to, in fact, becoming a club bell athlete. If you're not athletic at the beginning of this program, by the end, you will be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially the club bell mass evolution. And there is I have included, because of the purpose behind making the club bell mass evolution and because I felt this was a really, really important part of it, I created an action guide which addresses the connecting with your why. We talked about connecting with our why, and so the action guide, it doesn't, you know, it's not super deep. It doesn't give loads and loads of techniques. It is in and of itself a simple tool that if we apply, we go in and we fill in the information. It's fill in. It's already laid out for you. It's fill in, and it allows you to get your mindset and your connection from your heart, as in the connection from the desire of what you want. And we visualize, and you go into your training session holding on to this, then that training session becomes that vehicle for you connecting to what it is you want at the end. So that, and they're specifically split up into 3 months to correlate with the training cycle itself. So I did it in a very specific way, just the way I would do the joint mobility or the Prasara compensatory. Each month is aligned with the nature of what that each cycle is, to help maximize you connect with what it is you want out of your life. So you can go and do just the muscle building program and you will get the results. But if you really want to take full advantage of what the program is about and what I've put into it, take a look at that action guide and experiment. open yourself to experiment, and even if just for the first month, and see the type of changes that you see, not just in your physique, but in the quality of your life and the things that you're able to achieve, in the patterns that you're able to change, in the barriers that you're able to drop and open yourself up to so much more to come. That is the Club Bell Mass Evolution.
Dude, right on, buddy. Awesome.
And you can find it at www.clubbell.com. That's two B's and two L's, mass, two S's, evolution. clubbellmassevolution.com.
All right, awesome. Well, like I already said, it has my full recommendation, my full endorsement for people who are interested in muscle building and in the grand scheme of things, lifestyle transformation using Club Bell's primary training tool. And I would encourage anybody to check it out at clubbellmassevolution.com. Want to say thank you, Shane, very much for doing this interview. This is awesome. This is a real gem, buddy. Been talking for a while, and there's some really deep stuff that we've been talking here. So thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much for having on. It's been an absolute pleasure, John.
All right. My pleasure. The pleasure is all mine, buddy. I do have one last question. Does the Club Bell Mass Evolution, like if I followed it for the full 3 months, let's just say, for example,
yeah,
I didn't just do 6 weeks, could I grow a mohawk as impressive as yours? I mean, I was noticing with your Club Bell Mass Evolution videos that it really wasn't bulking up, but it was getting a lot denser as we got along. Is that the kind of results we're supposed to be expecting, you know, on a muscular scale, but also in the hair scale?
Absolutely.
I read an article about, like, intrafollicle density, and, you know, I really think you should come out with a training program for growing a nice, strong mohawk.
You know, I'm not big on the numbers, so I haven't really kept the numbers, but I don't need the numbers because all I need is the visual, you know, and you've given the visual feedback that it was, in fact, working. I generally don't share that part of the program because it might just seem kind of too mystical and a little too out there for most people, but, you know.
Oh, no, dude, I'm right with all that crazy stuff.
Follicle density will result from a Club Bell Mass Evolution.
All right, good to know. All right, well, on that note, I'm going to probably not edit that out because that was pretty funny. I guess I will catch you probably sometime next week. And thank you for listening, everybody. Hope you learned a lot. And this interview is posted and brought to you by physicalliving.com.
Check it.
See you, buddy.
All right, talk to you later.